First, the coronavirus pandemic has upended a lot of people's vacation plans. If you get a flight or a hotel, it can be difficult to stay 6 feet away from everybody. Plus, you never really know how clean those spaces are. That doesn't mean you have to skip this year's getaway entirely. A lot of travelers are turning to recreational vehicles. RV rental companies are reporting big increases in summer bookings. Airstream sales are up 11% over last year. And the RV sharing site RV Share says the number of days booked through its website has more than doubled over this time last year. Elaine Glusak is a freelance travel writer based in Chicago. Her frugal travel column appears in the New York Times. She recently wrote about the popularity of recreational vehicles. Elaine, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Can you talk about some of the reasons why travelers worried about COVID-19 exposure may be turning to RVs?
Yeah, there is, of course, the issue of needing to stay away from people. And even if you think you can do that reasonably well, you know, at an airport, you know, or even if you have an empty seat between you, eventually you're going to use that bathroom that you want to share. And there's a lot of evidence that people want their own private bathroom. About half of respondents to a survey by Campgrounds of America said the bathroom was a driving issue. So when you get an RV, you get a house, you get to drive it around, you get to go where you want to go, and you have, you're sort of in control of your own facilities.
During the pandemic, as people travel in their RVs, and we'll talk about how they're getting these RVs in a bit, but do we have a sense of if they're staying close to home, doing cross-country trips? How are they traveling when they do the RV excursion this time?
Yeah, that's hard to say. I mean, it's sort of all over the board. And what the RV rental companies, you know, have told me is that, it's really popular in the West, you know, doing sort of the national park tours or doing coastal California. But then there's a lot of interest in the summer in areas like New England or states like Michigan and Wisconsin. You know, they don't get great mileage. They get like on average 6 to 10 miles per gallon. So the idea of taking it across country could be pretty expensive. So if you're already, you know, if your budget's already pinched by the current economic state, you might want to just take it, you know, down the road, you know, 100 miles, 200 miles, and, you know, set up and have a nice weekend.
I got to say, I've looked at RVs and thought, well, that's pretty expensive. That would be a really big plunge to take. But there are other ways, it turns out, I read in your article, to travel. First of all, the commercial rental market. A lot of people, a lot of companies do this. A lot of people take them up on it.
Oh, yeah. Renting an RV?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Or borrowing an RV.
Let's go rent it first. I want to get into that part I didn't even know existed. Talk about the rental market.
Yeah. Oh, so sorry. So yes, there's the, you can rent, obviously they're very expensive. I mean, these vehicles are massive and they can cost you, you know, $500,000 if you, you know, have that kind of money. So why do that when you can rent one for $160 a night, you know, which is pretty much under the average hotel night, in the US. And sometimes you can get them for $60 a night and that can sleep two people. So that's pretty reasonable, you know, overnight cost. You know, the baseline price is not the final price you're going to pay. That's something to keep in mind when you're renting. You know, look at the fees, because there's a lot of fees. There's fees for mileage. You want to see what's included in your package. There's fees for things like if you don't empty your gray water tanks, there are extras. You might need bedding, for example, and they might charge you extra for that. So, you know, you can get all this information on their website, but you definitely want to take a look at that and tally it up yourself to see if it's as cheap as it looks at first sight.
We're talking to travel writer Elaine Glusak. She writes the Frugal Travel column in the New York Times, talking about recreational vehicles, RVs, and why they're a popular option as people worry about travel during COVID-19. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you've been into RVs since before they were cool, or you're taking the plunge or considering doing it this year. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. And yeah, Elaine, there's this other thing I didn't know was out there. You know, people rent out their vacation homes. You know, it's kind of a sharing economy sort of thing. There's a market for that in RVs. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, totally. It's the Airbnb market for RVs. And there's a couple of big services. One is called RV Share, and the other is called Outdoorsy. And in this case, you know, people who have bought RVs and basically they've been parked in in their driveway 50 weeks a year, they'll put them on these platforms and then rent them to you as is. And so you can find sort of RVs that are relatively in your neighborhood, in your city, or perhaps even where you're going if you do want to fly somewhere and then rent a local that way. They pitch it as a little bit cheaper. I'm not entirely sure that it's all that much cheaper, but it's worth looking into. And there's a lot of really cool models. Outdoorsy particularly has a lot of really cool vintage campers that are a lot of fun. And, you know, you are sort of reliant on the owner. Hopefully they'll be able to tell you where to go. You know, they've probably driven it around the neighborhood that you're thinking about or the area that you're thinking about traveling in and can give you strong local advice. You're also relying on them to clean their own RV. So, you know, the difference between renting from Cruise America, which is one of the commercial companies that we talked about, or renting from a sharing service is that, well, you know, the owner's doing the cleaning. So you just want to, you know, make sure they're doing the cleaning up to CDC standards.
Yeah. Is the site that are the services that provide these sort of RV shares, are they talking about that whole hygiene issue during COVID-19?
Oh, totally. Everyone's talking about cleaning and travel. This is the cleanest year ever for travel. And in the case of these RV shares, they're really going the extra length. Like RV Share has a partnership with TaskRabbit, you know, where they'll get professional cleaning services to come in and clean that RV. And Outdoorsy is encouraging its renters to, or its owners to have like 48 hours space between renters. So no one's been in that RV and it's uncontaminated.
And you also, in your piece on this, Elaine, focused some on the smaller option, the camper vans out there. What are we seeing when it comes to those in this time?
Yeah, camper vans are sort of like the nimble and cool RV, if you will. You do give up the bathroom. Most of them don't have bathrooms, but they're just tricked out vans that have a bed. I mean, a lot of times they'll have a kitchen. I rented one a couple years ago in California, and I did Sonoma County with a Juicy RV rental. It's a company out of New Zealand. And it was so clever. It was this Dodge Caravan, so it was super easy to drive. You know, it's just like, you know, driving your minivan. And when you opened up the hatch in the back, it had this really clever little sink in there. You could, you know, hook it up and have water. You know, you can make coffee. And then, you know, the whole inside turned down into a double bed. And then on the very top, there was sort of this pop-up tent that you could sort of, you know, wind up or it would pop up on top of the vehicle. And then you just sort of, as you leave, you just pack it up and it's just like car camping really. And we took it to a campground. You want to go to a campground, you know, you have to park where you'll have facilities with like a bathroom.
We're talking to Elaine Glusak, freelance travel writer based in Chicago. We're talking about the growing popularity of recreational vehicles during the COVID-19 pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you planning on traveling by RV or camper van this summer? Was this something you considered before COVID, or are you looking at it as an option during the COVID-19 pandemic, thinking this might be a safer, more distanced way to travel? If you're an old hand at this stuff, what advice do you have for the newbies out there? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the growing popularity of recreational vehicles during the coronavirus pandemic. They were, you know, already a thing before COVID-19. More people are turning to them after the virus canceled their normal travel plans. Elaine Glusak is with us, freelance travel writer based in Chicago. She writes the Frugal Traveler column in the New York Times. She recently wrote about RVs, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Are you checking them out maybe for the first time now? Or are you an old RV or camper van pro with some advice to offer for people trying it for the first time? Call 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Anne is with us in Madison. Anne, hi.
Hi. So my sister had bought a camper that she was kind of freaking out, and she said, you know, you should check out YouTube. People live in these vans, and they just buy a plain, you know, box van, and they do have bathrooms, absolutely, and they have showers, and they have microwave ovens, and they have, they just, it's I'm addicted to watching these videos on YouTube of the way that people build these out. And they might spend a little money, they might spend a lot of money, but they're just ingenious. I'm just fascinated. And I'm sure you can rent them.
There's so, Anne, you watch the people in them. Have you tried it yourself?
No, my sister is kind of working in that direction.
Anne, thank you so much for calling in. So Anne's living vicariously, Elaine. But yeah, some people are really into these tricked out camper vans. It's complete. It's the cases with bathrooms, Elaine.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. It's a little bit like the tiny home phenomenon on wheels. You know, you got everything you need and nothing you don't. And, you know, it's very cleverly designed. And I should say, while bathrooms are uncommon among vans that you can rent, there is a new company out of Seattle called Cabana that is renting out the four transit vehicles that have been rehabbed. And they have showers inside, like shower and a toilet. So like, it's like a hotel room on wheels. Unfortunately, right now, you can only get it out of Seattle. You can't get it here yet.
And thanks for that call. We'll go now to Russ in Stoughton. Russ, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to add a lesser expensive option than buying one of those giant motorhomes or even a van is a pop-up camper, which I invested in about 4 years ago. And there's a lot of them on the market. They're not terribly expensive, new or used. And they have everything except a bathroom, and you kind of tow your house with them. Then you crank up the metal roof, and the ends have the beds on them with the canvas sides. And it has a sink and a two-burner stove and a little mini refrigerator. And it's, you can put four or six people in there sleep-wise that you can convert the kitchen table. So, yeah, it works out well. I bought myself a portable toilet and a little tent that goes outside, so all you need is electric and a water plug in if you can get it, and you're good to go.
Russ, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And Elaine, that takes me to another question: the infrastructure. What are the campgrounds and other places that provide Russ's water and electrical along the way? How are they dealing with the pandemic?
Well, it depends, state by state. It depends on the phase of reopening that states are in. Some are restricting occupancy, so there are fewer places that you can camp because they're trying to space out. They're trying to space out all these RVs. So I would say that's one strong tip. You need to call ahead and kind of know where you're going to make sure that there's room for you, because if there's more vehicles on the road and campgrounds are, limited in how many spaces they can rent, then you might have a little bit of a crunch. Oh, but I should say there's another movement called boondocking, which we didn't talk about, which is basically, going on public land and taking your RV and basically living off the grid. So no water or electric hookups. A lot of people love doing this, and you can do it for a couple days. Usually, the water tanks will usually hold out for a couple days. And you can, there's a couple of good websites. One's called frugalrvtraveler.com, or you can find these off the grid sites where you can take your vehicle. And while you won't have electricity or water, you'll still have a great place to camp.
We are talking about RVs, camper vans, and more. People turning to them. Some people turning to them amidst fears of traveling during COVID-19, using them as a way to have more socially distanced travel. Elaine Glusak is with us, Frugal Traveler columnist for the New York Times. You can join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Elaine, can you talk about the travel industry a little more generally now, outside the RV world? How hard hit are we right now?
Tremendously. It was really devastating for the industry, from airlines, where, flights dropped 90%, to hotels that shut down, and they were at 20% occupancy nationally. And that was just of the hotels that were open. Many were closed. This is a little bit of a bright spot, the RV trend, and also the idea that people want to be outdoors. That's kind of nice. People are recognizing that, hey, they've been shut in for so long, and they're rediscovering nature. Like, you're naturally socially distanced when you're usually, if you're not on a hiking trail that's too crowded. So that's been sort of the the alternative that people have turned to is going out, going camping, getting an RV, maybe even taking a road trip without an RV, you know, or car camping. But people still want to travel. We are definitely still seeing that.
Yeah, let's look long-term here, Elaine, and it's too early to predict this, obviously, but what are you watching for to see if people who are turning to RVs or camper vans now, you know, if it turns into their habit, their preferred mode of travel in the future?
Yeah, I think that will be interesting. You know, you mentioned that Airstream sales were up, you know, 11% in May, and that was in a month when so much was closed down. I'm sort of curious what happens when it's all over, or, you know, when we have a vaccine, are people still going to do this? I don't know. But right now, because, you know, we're really limited on where we can go. You know, you can't even go to Hawaii unless you're quarantining for 14 days, and you certainly can't go to Canada yet. So many things are sort of closed off that people are looking creatively and looking around where they live and sort of discovering the new near is the new normal in travel.
Now, you mentioned you did a little camper van work. Do you have camper van or RV travel on the books for your near future, Elaine?
I would love to. I'm hearing actually that things are really selling out. I was talking to a friend the other day who tried to get a camper van, and she said they're all sold out. You know, everyone wants to go on the weekend. So I would say if anyone's thinking about it, like, think about it soon, because people are discovering this alternative. I don't know that I'm going to get a chance to do it, but I'm definitely doing some road trips this summer.
Elaine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Elaine Glusak, freelance travel writer based in Chicago. Her Frugal Traveler column appears in the New York Times. A couple of you posted on the Ideas Network Facebook page about RVs. Adrian says, for many years, the only vacation I could take was in an RV. Kids, grandkids, dogs, cats, horses all went along. By now, we've been in a lot of states with lots of different configurations of family members. And counterpoint, Andy says, every time we see an RV on the highway, I say to my dear husband, promise me that we'll never have to vacation in one of those. And he does. Share your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.